Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So?
So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, Stat or Story time, as it is every Wednesday at 9:15. For those of you new to the program, here's how the segment works. First off, welcome. You missed a great furry conversation in the last hour of the show. All of us are going to go around, give out a number. That number comes with a stat and a story, and it is your job to decide, is the number the stat or is the number the story?
Okay.
Who would like to start today?
I'll go.
Okay, Swag goes first.
Your number is 18.
18.
Is it the number of games in Micah Parsons' NFL career that he has registered more than one sack in a game?
Oh, that's good.
Or is it the number of seats inside the newest bar in Spray, Oregon that's built inside of an old grain silo?
18 games with more than one sack?
More than
How
one sack.
How long has Micah Parsons been in the league? 5 years?
Four seasons
in the NFL?
He has
been relatively healthy?
Fourth most. He's right there with Hendrickson, Watt, and Garrett.
I'm going to go story.
Story. A silo.
I think you can fit 18 in there. It's got to be big enough
it's
at least for 18.
Pretty round.
Decent size. I'm going to go
story. But it's a bar, you said?
Yes.
It's a new bar.
You have to have space for the bar in the silo.
They put it in one corner. You could do tabletops with three seats around
touche,
a tabletop.
Tabletops is
I'm
going to
go tabletop seating. Give me story. Final answer. Wow.
I'm going to go stat. You didn't let me answer. I'm going to go stat.
Story, you both said stat.
He was quick on the trigger there.
Too late. Time expired.
What?
Making up the rules as we go.
Parsons, 18 games where he registered more than one sack. His high total was 2.5 sacks.
Ridiculous.
Which was the last game played against the Commanders, a 23-19 loss for the Cowboys, but he had 2.5 sacks, 52.5 sacks in his four seasons so far. Now, this comes to us from the Oregonian. Right there in Spray, Oregon, town of 150.
Where is Spray, Oregon?
It is a 32-mile drive southeast from Fossil. It's right along the John Day.
Fossil.
Near Central.
Oh, okay.
Right, Central Oregon. It's right on the John Day River.
Gotcha.
So they hadn't had a bar for a number of years, but two brothers, the Mitchell brothers, bought an old grain silo that had been in Weezer, Idaho, and moved it there. And it has quickly become, it's called Ben's Place Bar. and with seats for 20 inside. And
in a small town, you don't need that many seats.
No,
20's perfect.
Quite a tourist spot, though, for people that are out there hunting, rafting.
Yeah, driving over to somewhere.
Driving over. Yeah. Apparently, there's a couple of cabins there that you can stay at if you want to get out and get away from everything.
Okay.
And then they have some outdoor area. But apparently they've had people as far as Canada. It's opened in 2024.
You want to come check out the Grain Silo Bar?
Come check out there. They have a pizza place that apparently makes really good pie. So you can order a pizza right nearby and then go.
I mean, it's
there.
At least a reason to stop.
It's a reason to stop. And it gives people in a small town something to do.
If you're going hunting, you're going, yeah.
All right. Not
so
bad.
I go hunting and go to a bar.
It's an old grain silo.
I still am upset how that whole scoring process happened.
You both
happened.
Said story
no, I did
multiple
not.
Times.
I did, you checked the tape in the break. I did not actually give you an answer. I said, oh, that's a good point.
You were leaning story. I don't know if you definitively said story, but you were leaning story.
Thank you. I didn't give an actual answer.
There was a lean there, but I don't know if there was an actual answer.
Buzz off. Your number's 58.
Oh, sorry.
58. 58. Is it the number of RBIs for one Julio Rodriguez?
This season?
All time. His whole career. Yes, the season.
Okay.
Thank you. Or is it the percentage of U.S. televisions that watch PBS via traditional television?
What's going on with PBS? Are they shutting down?
Yeah.
Am I losing Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Like Sesame Street's going away?
Unless they figure out how to get their funding back, NPR and
their
PBS.
Corporation announced that they're closing.
Am I losing Daniel the Tiger?
They're closing
shop. It depends where you live.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Depends where you live.
Neighborhood.
Hey, I don't think Julio has that many RBI this season.
Stop. Stop your wokeness.
Okay, my apologies.
I'm going to go
58
story.
Was the number you gave? 58?
Is it the RBIs of Julio Rodriguez?
I think he has like 49 or 50.
Or the percentage of U.S. TVs that watch PBS on standard television?
Standard television. I should probably lean Swaggier because he actually watches Mariner games. He's the only one that has this year because I don't have Root Sports. I don't root. But you know what? I'm going to fly in the face of that logic, and I'm going to say 58's not a ton for this time of year. It's not a league leader. I know he's been okay, but not elite this year.
Certainly not a league leader.
I think he could end up right around 80-something ribbies, and that's probably what he's on pace for. I'm going to go stat.
So you're going stat?
I'm going stat.
Story.
Swigard's going story. Dirt is going stat. We have both of our answers. For Dirt, you said stat?
I said stat.
Swag. Story. Your logic was backwards. He's got 59.
Oh, more than that.
So he doesn't root. Yeah. 59 RBIs for Julio.
That's not terrible.
He's having a nice little year for himself.
Dude, he's been good.
He's been good.
Part of me feels bad for him of like, you were the next Griffey and that's not easy to live up to.
And here comes the big dump.
And the team has sucked around him for the most part offensively and he's been asked to do everything. Now he's got help, man.
Look, I don't think it takes a whole lot for me to just tell you, not a fan of canceling $1.1 billion for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting bill that was already passed and then randomly just brought up to cut again. Not a fan of it. Over the course of the year, 58% of all U.S. TVs have PBS on their standard television. PBS Kids averages 15.5 million monthly users. PBS and its member stations are helping keep the arts alive for generations. During the 2022-2023 season, PBS offered more than 200 hours of new art and cultural programming seen by 55 million people. And for 21 consecutive years, a national study rated PBS as the most trusted institution in America.
Yeah, the kids' programming is on my television all the time.
The people most hurt by this cut and these closing of different radio stations, TV stations, etc., are absolutely going to be in the rural areas. It's already happening. You can go check all the numbers all over the place of layoffs and channels disappearing. There's one channel in a rural area that plays Daniel Tiger and Caillou, which, you know, Caillou is a whole other problem. In Mississippi, They're losing 15% of their operating budget. And so there's a 24-hour streaming service that offers free programming.
Yeah.
And it plays those shows. It was just already gone. Eliminated.
The PBS Kids app is unbelievable, too.
Well,
any show, anytime you want. Yeah, that's going to be a depressing day in my house if I don't get Elmo in my household anymore. I don't. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
We also announced we're cutting $500 million in vaccine research.
Hey, there you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, last but not least, your number today, gentlemen, is 16. 16.
16.
Is it the number of animals that have been turned into a zoo in Denmark after they asked the public for donations of unwanted animals to feed the zoo animals?
Oh, no.
Or
remember, they were feeding donkeys to tigers and stuff during COVID.
Is it the number of game-winning drives that one Justin Herbert has since entering the NFL in 2020, ranking only second to Patrick Mahomes?
16 different animals were turned in?
Total animals.
I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat?
I feel like he's had a pretty good comeback record, and yeah, he's been the only reason they've won games in the regular season. I'm going to go stat.
I'll go stat as well.
All right.
Damn it. We'll end with the positivity of...
Hey.
It is a stat. There's not a number associated with the story. I just wanted to talk about it. I don't know how many animals have been turned in.
Is that allowed? Make up...
He's allowed to buzz whenever he wants,
you're right,
dude. You guys got
the
it right.
Rules are over.
You got it right.
The FM.
There is a number. 16
it.
Game-winning comebacks for Justin Herbert, and that is second in the NFL since entering the league in 2020 to Patrick Mahomes, who I believe has 19.
Bolt up.
In that span. There is a zoo in Denmark. They've been asking the public for donations of unwanted small pets or horses to feed its captive predators. They said, quote, "In zoos, we have a responsibility to imitate the natural food chain of the animals in terms of both animal welfare and professional integrity. They're looking for chickens, rabbits, guinea pigs. They're all a part of the diet of predators, which need whole prey reminiscent of what they would hunt in the wild."
Aye. Look. There's always an animal.
How do you do that to your animal if it's a pet?
Especially little Henrik there and all of... Where's my guinea pig?
This is a mini horse being fed to like a tiger. That's what this is. How do you do that?
They said if you have a healthy animal that has to leave...
Do they have a zoo? I mean, I'm just asking.
For various reasons, how do you not have animals to feed your animals?
If you can't... If you can't
household pets,
feed them, you should probably not have them.
This is a Joe Exotic problem on our hands here. He didn't have enough money to feed his tigers.
I don't know that I'm going to Denmark for the zoo.
No.
Big news in the Sprague household?
Yeah. You donated your guinea pig to Denmark?
No, we have a hamster.
Hamster? They'll take your hamster.
It's actually, I'm not a big hamster guy. It's an adorable little hamster.
They're adorable little creatures.
We're getting chickens.
You're getting chickens?
Urban chickens.
You're going to be urban chicken guy. Are you building a coop?
I know somebody that is.
Okay. You got to have a coop.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Make sure those things are tight in there. Coyotes will get them.
We started the research. Got a little space in the backyard for them.
Okay.
And we're going to be on top of the cleaning, so we're not the stinky neighbors.
You're not going to be the stinky neighbors?
Nope.
You what?
You don't want to be that.
No, because I've actually walked past one in my neighborhood, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, you got to clean that thing out.
Every day.
Yeah. You guys are big egg eaters.
Huge eggies.
You love your eggs.
I think I'm going to turn my entire backyard into vegetables, fruits, and eggs.
It's a pretty good thing to do.
You know?
Yeah, grow your own food.
Like an ecosystem. I'll have flowers for the bees.
You're going biodome on us?
Yeah, biodome on you, dude.
We got a biodome on our hands here.
Yeah. Get a baby cow and we get some veal.
There you go. Sadder story every Wednesday at 8:15.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.